You know, one thing that I have to start off by saying that really has been annoying me for a while is this focus on landfall. We do it all the time, and maybe it's just because we want to see a dot on a map. But instead of talking about landfall of a storm of this magnitude, we should always talk about wind arrival times, because that's really when the storm starts to impact us. If we wait for landfall, we've been under the stormy conditions for 12 to 14 hours. So here's an example. The wind gusts are going to build late this evening. By 2 or 3 o'clock tomorrow morning, we're going to be seeing gusts of 60 and 70 in Halifax. The technical landfall is not till 2 or 3 tomorrow afternoon.
Right.
So really, it's well in advance of the eye that we start to build into these high wind gusts. Mm-hmm. So this is what we should prepare for. Don't wait till tomorrow morning. It's going to be too late. We're probably going to see power outages building through the night from the southwest towards the northeast.
Mm. So this evening, it'll start. Is the wind going to get worse than 60 to 70 kilometers an hour?
It certainly will. By about mid-morning, I would expect wind gusts between 80 and 90. And for coastal areas, quite easily gusting to 100. There's less friction coming in off the water, so you're going to see those heavier gusts hitting the coastal region. So gusts to 100, middle part of the day into the latter part of the afternoon. And that's a concern with this system. So it's racing towards us pretty quickly now. It's starting to lose some of its tropical identity, so it's being downgraded. But when it does that, once it hits the land, it starts to slow again. So we're going to be stuck with these sustained winds, 50, 60, with gusts in the 80 and 90 range for 10 and 12 hours. And that is a concern. It's not just a 2 or 3 hour event. It just stays with us, this powerful wind.
Yeah, I think that's probably the most important distinction, is that you think, oh, I'm used to any average storm having the odd gust of 80 kilometers an hour. But if it's sustained 60 kilometers an hour, sustained for 12 hours, that's going to leave a mark.
Yeah.
it is, exactly. And it's a bad time of the year. I mean, is there ever a good time for that kind of storm? But really, we have the ground is saturated. We had those tropical downpours yesterday, and we've had so much rain this summer. And the trees are in full leaf, so they're going to act like little canopies, little kites. And so, you know, very risky to have some trees go down, and then that would bring some power outages and all that ensues. So it really, you know, I'm not going to call it the perfect storm, but there's a lot of things that are not in our favor. And another thing that we tend to disregard is the phase of the moon, because the moon affects the tidal waters, and we're at a spring tide, which spring has nothing to do with the season. It just means that it's the highest tides of the month. We get spring tides twice a month during the full and the new moon. Oof. And the new moon was yesterday, last evening, and the spring tides are at their peak 12 to 24 hours after that, so right as the worst of the storm surge builds. So we're looking at 4 to 6 meter waves crashing along our south and southeast facing coastlines at high tide time. So it's really a concern on land. It's a concern on water, coastal areas, potential for flooding as well.
Might we just add to that whole scenario then, Cindy?
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Oh, my.
Well, I was going to say, if you could find a silver lining, if you had to look for one, maybe we could say, if it was a couple of months later, this could be a nor'easter. We could be shoveling out from, you know, 100 centimeters of snow. So instead of that, you know, I guess if you had to find a silver lining in any of this.
Well, there we go. We've found the bright side to this perfect storm.
Well, hunker everything down, folks, because Cindy Day says it's going to be a windy day.
I've been waiting to use that.
Oh, Cindy, thanks so much. You're an absolute Nova Scotia institution, and you're always keeping people updated at cindyday.ca. Full write-up, full, all the details, and I'm sure it will continue to be updated all weekend long at cindyday.ca, right?
Absolutely. I'm working on that now, and I will not stop until the storm pushes through. So thank you so much, and I hope you guys prepare and that everybody out there takes this seriously. There was some messaging earlier in the week that it wasn't going to be so bad. It wasn't going to, you know, it was going to miss us, but it's going to be a very big wind event, so we should all prepare for that.